Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, the host for these daily challenges. And today's Friday, so it's the day we take the topic we've been looking at all week and we take some time to pray and reflect about it. This week we've been looking at generosity and how Jesus wanted his followers to give, like others in his society would have given, but he wanted them to do it in a different way. He wanted them to do it hiding it from others, hiding it from themselves, and showing it to God. Those were the three ways he wanted people to give, because he wanted the focus to be on generosity because God is a generous God, not because we are going to get recognition or air miles or anything like that for it. It's a high challenge, and so we're going to take some time to pray and reflect about that using the structure that we normally use: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, which basically means telling God he's great, that we care about what he cares about, apologizing for the times we haven't, giving thanks for God, and finally supplication, asking for something. So I'm going to invite you to take a moment to pause and prepare yourself to pray. God, you are a generous God. You've given us everything. You've given us life and everything that it takes to sustain life. This earth, everything in it. You are the very definition of generosity because you give so generously to us. We confess that we've not always been so generous. We often keep for ourselves what could be shared with others. We give with an eye to ourselves rather than you, trying to get more as we give to others. So we apologize for that. We give thanks that you are generous to us all the same, that you've given to us even though we've done these things, even though we are far from perfect and generous. That's grace. You give us that free gift of grace. And we ask that you would transform us, that you would make us generous, generous for all the right reasons. You would help us to love others as you've loved us, to give to others as you've given to us. And that we would do it in a way that brings no attention to ourselves, even from within, that we wouldn't even be pumping ourselves up as we do this, but that you would make us generous for your reasons. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you have a great weekend. Take some time for rest on Saturday, and then Sunday's a day for community, with family, friends, maybe. And we are starting a new Christian community as well that we're planning to meet Sundays in about a year, and we need your help to get that started. So I'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with me through the app or website. Let me know if you can be part of our team to get ready for our first public gatherings as one community of people learning to follow Jesus, even in the midst of a busy lifestyle. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.